flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To go ahead and get to the Sam Darnold part of this equation, our next guest, he is a former Minnesota Vikings linebacker. You know him from KFAN in Minneapolis, the Vikings radio network. He's got like 75 jobs. Every time I talk to him, there's another job that Ben Lieber has. He joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Does that sum it up, right, about 75 jobs now, Ben?
Not even close. But you know what? For just the the facade of it, it sounds really, really like important. Then yeah, we'll go with 75.
That's really all I ever try and do is just build up our guests by making them sound even more important. Where do you think things stand between the Vikings and Sam Darnold heading into the offseason?
You know, my personal opinion, because here's the thing about the Minnesota Vikings. They're very, very good about keeping secrets. And They will not let you know about which way they want to go and which direction and who they want to like target and all this other stuff. So this is purely just my own opinion on this stuff. I think the situation with Sam is the same as it's always been. Thank you very much for the year. Here's your $10 million that we paid you for this gap year. This was always going to be J.J. McCarthy's team as long as he showed us like kind of what we thought, you know, through OTAs and training camp, which he did. You know, when he got injured, everybody's like, man, he was really pushing Sam. He was looking great. He checked all the boxes when it comes to the intangibles. So if that all remains true and he's healthy, this is always going to be JJ's team. So I think the situation is the same. They have a mutual parting of ways where they both thank each other. You know, one thanks the team for revitalizing his career, and the other one thanks them for a heck of a season.
You said it was always going to be this way, but if the final two games had gone differently, do you believe that it would have, if he wins the playoff game, if you're still playing, he's still the guy, right?
No, I don't think so. I've been on the side of this where I don't care what happens. If the Vikings made it to the Super Bowl and they lost, if they made it to the Super Bowl and won, I don't think it changes anything. I mean, this is – Kwesi and KOC have been talking about long-term plans ever since they took over, and they're always looking at the big picture. And I think the big picture was eventually let's get out of a quarterback-heavy contract. At the time, it was Kirk Cousins. They got out of that. They wanted to draft young. They wanted to use money for once in a really long time to be players in the free agent market and build up this roster with a whole bunch of veterans and a young quarterback. That's pretty much what they've been selling us on this whole time. And so now that we're at this point, I don't think that changes. I don't think they get wooed by this, you know, shiny little object for 1 year and then feel like they've got to pay this guy 3 years and over $100 million, and probably most of it guaranteed. I think that was a situation they wanted to get out of, even with Kirk Cousins. They certainly were not going to go right back into that boat. And so, I don't really see a scenario where they would have brought him back or should bring him back.
Now, given the scarcity of decent quarterback markets, what do you think there's a chance that they could franchise tag him with the intent to maybe broker a trade and so you can get maybe a draft pick out of this?
Yeah, that's about the only lever that I could see being pulled, and that would be completely just a business decision. And, you know, I think at the time when he, before we played the Lions and we played the Rams, you know, that franchise tag was probably right around the money that he was going to make anyway. So I think he would have made a, you know, kind of a nice one-to-one deal. We get compensation for it from draft picks and all this other stuff. Everybody's happy. Now, though, I mean, there's rumors that he lost several million dollars per year. So now that franchise tag might be higher than what people are willing to pay on a year per year basis. So if the math works out and you don't feel like you're handcuffing Sam Darnold in any way, that he still has a little bit of freedom to move around and kind of pick and choose his team, then I definitely think that that's something that they should utilize, because that just makes good business sense.
All right, Ben, I'm just trying to make sure I got this right then. So it sounds like to me you think that Darnold was more just a product of his environment than it was anything else.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's safe to say that. I mean, he's been to three other teams before the Vikings. He has one amazing year under this system and with KOC and Josh McCown. Yeah, I mean, I don't see why you can't lean into that and just say the coaching was incredible. The timing of it with the system and the players all matched up. And, you know, I think that's why, you know, some rumors out there that maybe he slides right into where Matthew Stafford was. And I know Stafford got the team into the playoffs and played well, and, you know, a couple plays here and there in Philadelphia, and they could be playing this weekend, but he's also sitting on a massive, massive salary cap number next year, and he's 10 years older than Sam Darnold. And you get Sam going back to Los Angeles, which we all know that's where he's from. He's could be, you know, very comfortable there, has a house there. And you get him on a much cheaper deal than Matthew Stafford, and he's in the same system, which you think that he should thrive in, just like he did with the Minnesota Vikings.
Ben Lieber of KFan in Minneapolis and the Vikings Radio Network on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So if you had asked me going into this year, having watched him when I was in Charlotte and Carolina, having watched him from afar in New York and just every, I would not have said he's a starting caliber quarterback. Then I watched him this year and I actually came away thinking, well, okay, maybe there is a starter there. Do you still think in another context he is a starting caliber quarterback?
100%. You know, you look at the totality of his season, and yeah, it didn't end on a super bright note. The Rams game, of the 9 sacks that he took, I would probably put 3 of them on him. The rest was just really bad protection, some scheme issues, and I can't put all those 9 sacks on him, even though it sort of looks like that. The game before against the Lions, yes, he had a bad game. I mean, he flat out had a bad game, missed what, probably 3 or 4 touchdown throws and other just key throws. So he had a bad game. Of the full season, he maybe had 2 or 3 bad games. That's, and then the rest of the time he was MVP numbers. I mean, he was in the sort of fringe conversation, and not many players at that spot can be in that situation and really say, you know, you look at the whole season saying, like, wow, that's not only a starting quarterback, but that's, you know, he's up there in MVP numbers. I mean, that's really legit. So yeah, I think that he definitely is still a starting quarterback. I think he found something within himself this year, and I'm hoping that he has another successful 7-8 years in him.
Ben, I feel like you're qualified because of the intimate knowledge of Stefanski and him being in Minnesota and everything attached to it to be able to answer this. If you got the notification on your phone, just comes right in, it's like, wow, Sam Darnold to the Browns on a 2-year deal. Your immediate thought for how many wins you feel like Stefanski and company would have with Darnold this next year would be what?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'd say at least 10. I think he's phenomenal. I mean, I think that'd be a great matchup as well. The definite use of play action pass, which we all know Stefanski uses, would fit right into what Sam was doing. You know, Sam was great against play action pass, or with play action pass. He was great against the blitz. Sands, again, the last two games, but he was phenomenal against the blitz. I thought his processing speed was great. To find a little bit more balance. And the interesting thing is, you know, Stefanski doesn't get the ball down the field as much as KOC. I mean, that's the one thing that we've learned about KOC in his 3 years here. Like, he loves the ball going down the field on big plays. And we were all sort of clamoring against the Lions there at the end of the season. Like, man, you know, before these guys even come out of the breaks, Sam's getting hit in the back of the head and they're letting pressure through. Like, let's call something a little bit more layered, you know, have a little bit more checkdowns built in, have some shorter throws. Well, I think Stefanski does a little bit better job of that. He maybe doesn't do as good of a job getting the ball down the field with big air yards. But, you know, I think sort of a meeting in the middle of the philosophies would work out.
All right. So it's going to be tough to replicate literally everything that Minnesota gave to Sam Darnold to succeed. So what are the non-negotiables you have to have to get something close to the Sam Darnold that you guys saw in Minnesota this year?
Interior offensive line. I mean, that is the one thing that, you know, I don't know how you guys feel like you guys stack up. That's definitely an area of need for us. If there's anything that was blaringly obvious in the last two games for us, was we need help in the trenches. Interior defensive line, interior offensive line, and running back and cornerback. And if you guys feel like you can give Sam the protection, man, I you guys may not have a Justin Jefferson, but I think that you're going to get a guy that knows how to get through his reads and get through them quickly. And the one thing that I really appreciate about him was he would make a mistake in the very next series. He'd come back and he would rip one right down the middle, right in between two or three defenders, and just play with no fear. That's the revelation I think that he probably appreciates out of his own game, is just this fearlessness that he played with.
Ben, we got the national championship rankings. They're down. We got the divisional round rankings and the wild card rankings, they're down. As a football guy, do you give one single rip about football ratings and analysis of it?
Yes, you're talking viewership?
Yes.
Yes. I think we should care. And I know definitely the NBA cares. Now those numbers are way, way worse than NFL numbers and football numbers, but I think any sort of dip, and it's consistent throughout the season, I think it needs to be looked at. And, the football in general has always sort of looked at it as like, you know, we're too big to fail and this, that, and the other. And they kind of look at the other leagues like they got problems. But I hear from a lot of people that football's getting hard to watch. It's overly litigious. It's too much officiating. There's too many breaks. There's not enough flow. The quality of play is down, for whatever that means. I think the offensive line play is down. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that I would love to try to fix the game, from just an X's and O's and execution, but also just from a viewership of, man, just keep the guys on the screen as for long as possible. You know, we don't need these games to go more than 3 hours long, and we certainly don't need to have all these starts and stops and long commercial breaks.
Ben, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. And when the Browns sign Sam Darnold, I'm sure we'll have you back.
Yeah, sounds good. Good luck, guys.
Thank you so much. Ben Lieber there, K-Fan in Minneapolis, the Vikings radio network. We got to react to his thoughts on Sam Darnold. Does it make sense in another coaching domino falling in the NFL that will impact the Browns in the draft on 92.3 The Fan?